From Devon Funds Management, Monday morning, Greg Smith. Good morning to you.
Morning to you, Mike.
Head still spinning there. Smartphones, chips, what's in, what's out. What a mess.
Yeah, lots going on, isn't there? So, look, well, the good news, obviously, markets rallied on that pause last week, and I think they should do better tonight as well. So, yeah, so what's happened? Basically, as you say, computers, processors, chips, electronics, they're excluded from the reciprocal tariff. So they fall outside that 125% China tariff, but not against outside the 20% one and also the 10% tariff on other countries. Meanwhile, as we know, China struck back. They raised their tariffs on US goods from 84 to 125%. So, yeah, big reprieve for NVIDIA and also Apple, so they should be up tonight. I think basically just an acknowledgement that they can't make this stuff in the US, or not at the moment, not easily. So China makes around about 90% of iPhone production. Also comes up, remember the press secretary last week, she said that iPhones can easily be made in the US. Well, others with a bit more expertise in the field reckon it'll take around about 3 years to move 10% of Apple's supply chain to the US. It would cost around $30 billion, so a little bit different. Probably also they realise that Americans aren't going to be happy paying 30 to 50% more for their iPhones. Probably those that rushed out to buy them ahead of the tariffs won't be so happy. So the exemption covers $390 billion in US imports and more than $100 billion from China. It's around about 22% of their exports to the US. So yeah, Trump, he reckons he's ready for a call from Beijing. So is this another olive branch? Or basically, I suppose, the US blinking first and the game of trade war chicken. It also might include exemptions on semiconductor manufacturing equipment. So, you know, the US wants to be the world leader in AI. They probably realise they need these to build these chip factories. Also benefits other Asian countries as well. So Taiwan, though, effectively got 64% of their goods exempted, and big exemptions from Malaysia, Philippines and Thailand and the like. So, yeah, you could say that trade war hustlies, they might be thawing a bit, Mike.
Yeah, indeed. And then we come to the aforementioned confidence. Everyone miserable, and not surprisingly.
Yeah, as you say, the University of Michigan survey was a bit downbeat, but obviously before the latest sort of wins, if you like, on the tariff front, so sentiment down 34% on a year ago, lowest in the survey's history, or second lowest, should I say, going back to 1952, lowest since June 2022. Expectations around inflation, as you say, they shot up to the highest since November 1981, five-year horizon, highest since 1991 as well. Current economic conditions index down 11%, future down 10%. On an annual basis, down 29% and 38% respectively. So you can literally say that consumers are terrified. They worry about a recession, worried about unemployment. Those fears have risen to the highest since 2009. But yeah, markets, they took it in their stride. The S&P 500 actually had its best week since November 2023, up 5.7%. And also a bit of good news, Mike, from the earnings season as that got underway. So JP Morgan, this year's jumped 4%. Revenue's $2 billion more than expected, up 9%, $46 billion. Management did talk about the turbulence that the US economy is facing. Also, Morgan Stanley, they rose as well. So their earnings soared 26%. Revenue's up 17% to a record $17.7 billion. So yeah, good start to the earnings season against the backdrop of the big disclaimer in the form of the trade ruckus, but yeah, are we seeing a bit of light and potentially some cooling?
Now, what about us? The manufacturing's still positive, but if you look at new orders, that's below 50. So what are we making of all this?
Yeah, a bit of a mixed bag. So looking, you know, looking backwards, let's take what we've got. So the manufacturing sector has been pretty dire for the last sort of couple of years. But you look at this is the BNZ PMI, it's above the break-even mark again. That's the third consecutive month it's been there. Still talking about subdued demand and cost pressures and inventory rising. That's that's a bit of a concern as well, depending on what demand does, and also really just depends what happens on this on the tariff front. So as you say, new orders, they fell to 49.6 in March, well below the long run average. And so, yeah, just a bit of risk there. But, yeah, some good news was, interesting news as well, I thought, the PMI Employment Index, that edged up to 54.7. So it's an expansionary mode. That's the highest since June 2021. So
good.
The head-scratching here that actually says our workforce in the manufacturing sector is expanding rapidly, a bit different to what the Quarterly Survey of Business Opinion said recently, when 6% of manufacturers on a net basis said they'd reduced staff in the last 3 months. So, yeah, a lot of uncertainty, a lot of moving parts, I suppose, to deal with. We have to see how this all plays out. And if firms do pull back on hiring plans, at least until some dust settles on the trade front. But, yeah, it may well be settling a bit, Mike, but it is a story that keeps giving.
Numbers, please.
Yeah, so the Dow was up 1.6%, so that was a good Friday as well, 42.12. S&P 500 up 1.8%, 5363, so a really good week as mentioned. NASDAQ up 2.1%, 16274. FTSE 100, that was up 0.6%. The Hang Seng up 1.7%. Nikkei, that was down 3%. 33585. ASX 200 down 0.8%. NZX 50, we were down 1.5%, but yeah, to be fair, we've held a lot better than most other indices. We were 12019 closing on Friday. Gold continues to glisten there, Mike, up $61, 3,237 US an ounce. That's a new record. Oil up $1.43, 61 spot 50. Currency markets, Kiwi on the charge, up 1.5% against the US, 58.3. $1.92.6 higher there. British sterling 44.5, up 0.6%. Also up against the Japanese yen 83.6. This week, plenty going on. We've got the services PMI locally, card spending, another dairy auction. First quarter CPI, we're expecting inflation to lift there a little bit to 2.4% on an annual basis. Offshore, RBA minutes, lots of data on China, including GDP and inflation there. We've got the ECB and the Bank of Canada. We'll see what they make of the tariffs sort of goings on with decisions there. We've got more US bank earnings, J&J, Netflix, American Express, and yeah, let's see how the soap opera plays out and whether we get a meeting between US and China. Fingers crossed.
Good on you, mate. Go well, Greg Smith. Devon Funds Management.